This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, right? I let you know who's going to be in the show and kind of the topics we'll be discussing. You know, they change from day to day, but give you an idea what's up. And you can buy my book, you can buy a shirt, you can buy a mug. There's so much you can do up there, up on the website. Read the articles, let people know what you think of their writing. You know, we were doing a piece in the last hour about Amorosa. And Pierce Morgan was on with Tucker. And, you know, he said, it's just amazing. And this is why I get mad. People who want to go out there, they're all self-righteous Christians, right? They're all, I know, you can tell I'm already wound up about this, right? They get out there and they, oh, I'm a Christian this, I'm a Christian that, I believe, you know, and they're all over the place. You know, and in the last segment I talked about a few people that claim to be Christians were putting down Mike Pence. We're specifically called in the Bible as Christians not to speak ill of other brothers and sisters because we've all got issues to deal with. Especially of the household of faith, which means especially of other Christians. So when CBS celebrity Big Brother Amoroso criticized Pence, saying that the Americans should not want to impeach President Trump because, oh my God, Pence would be worse. She went on to say, in case you missed it, I'm a Christian and love Jesus, but he thinks Jesus talks to him. You know, and Joy Bayer, they all made fun of it after him, right? Pierce Morgan pops up and says, hey, she's behaving exactly as I said she would. She's a reality television star whose only reason, right, the only way she makes it, the only way she becomes who she is, is to be a little poisonous, a little bit of a viper, right? She's spreading gossip, innuendo. She's terrorizing everybody in her way. Morgan also questioned why Trump hired her in the first place. He said, look, Amorosa is the only famous for being horrible. And one of the worst human beings I've ever encountered in my life. Right? Morgan and Amorosa started together on the season of Celebrity Apprentice. He said Amorosa actually propositioned him. He said, look, let's have a showman's together. Because everyone on The Apprentice has sex together. So we could do that and then we could sell it. We could make loads of money. Morgan told her she was deluded. Right? He also told Tucker Carlson that Amorosa then asked whether he was a homosexual because he refused her offer. I mean, it's just this stuff is just crazy on a regular basis. These guys are so incensed by what happened to Trump, by how Trump won. They're going to twist and turn and do everything they can to make him look really extremely bad. Anyway, so see if I can get this done. Schiff and Comey. I don't know if you guys remember a while back in one of the hearings. You know, Schiff and Comey were going at it. He was being interviewed, or Comey was. Schiff was interviewing him. And I find this just totally amazing because the reality here is he lied. Comey lied. Schiff allowed him to lie and actually pulled him along. Take a listen. Anybody who's been paying attention to what's been going on in these hearings at all for any length of time will see what I'm saying here. I'm waiting.
This order was turned down by a court. Was there any request made by the FBI or Justice Department to wiretap Donald Trump turned down by a court?
That's one of those subjects I can't comment on one way or another. Please don't interpret that in any way other than I just can't talk about anything that relates to the FISA process.
So in other words, yes. Right? I mean, we find out ultimately the answer to that is ultimately yes, is it not?
In an open setting.
Third, the president stated, I'd bet a good lawyer could make a great case out of the fact that President Obama was tapping my phones in October just prior to the election. Director Comey, you're a good lawyer. Can you make out a great case that President Obama wiretapped Mr. Trump's phones just prior to the election in light of the fact you have said there's no evidence of that?
All I can say is what I said before, that we don't have any information that supports those tweets.
Okay, so right there, he should go to jail. Right? It's a lie. He knew that those phones were being wiretapped, didn't he? It's a lie. But I don't hear the left having heartburn with this at all.
Well, in my view, then, you would not be a great but a very unethical lawyer to make out such a case. And finally, the president made the following accusation. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon, Watergate, bad or sick guy. Director Comey, the president has compared Mr. Obama to Nixon and purported wiretap of Trump phones as another Watergate. What was the gravamen of the offense by Nixon and his operatives during Watergate? A lot of people who may be watching may be too young to understand what Watergate was about. What was the gravamen of that offense?
Well, as I recall it, and I was a kid, but I've studied it quite a bit in school, the gravamen of it was an abuse of power, including break-ins, unlawful wiretaps, obstruction of justice, sort of the cycle of criminal conduct.
And it was a break-in of the Democratic headquarters by operatives of the president, was it not?
That's my understanding, is that's how it began.
And it also involved a cover-up by the president.
Yes, as I said.
Now here, I think you've said there's been no evidence of an illegal wiretap by President Obama. Is that right?
I've said the FBI and the Department of Justice have no information to support those tweets.
Lie after lie after lie. And no outrage from the left. I wonder why. I think because it serves their purpose. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Julio Rivera joins us after the break on Conservative Recon. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
And I'm proud.
We are back.
American.
I am proud to be an American. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And if you, look at it, if you're not proud to be an American, but you like the American money, maybe it's time for you to go. I don't know. We'll talk about that later on. Anyway, I am Joe Bacidi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE.
855-732-5563. One of the only guys, other guys in the business I know that can talk as fast as I do, if not faster, is Julio Rivera joins me, our conservarican Julio. Always fun when I have you on. Hard for me even to keep up with you.
Oh, yes, and it is a pleasure to join you this evening. You know, rife with controversy is the United States right now.
Well, listen, you're not the stereotypical white guy that they're always talking about, right? I mean, we can get that off the table now, can't we?
I mean, you know, I'm a little bit white. You know, I have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Right. There you go.
I'm a great golfer. My handicap is improving by the day.
Well, the reason I want to get this off the table is because I'm always told that when I talk about immigration issues, I can't do that because I'm the old white guy in the room. You know, it doesn't matter that pretty much every one of my family members has a green card or had a green card before they became citizens. That doesn't matter to them. The fact that I'm just a white guy, period, means I can't talk about immigration. But you have the ticket.
Yes, and you know, I'm going to punch that ticket this evening, and we're going to have a great conversation about it. And it's unfair. You're absolutely right. I don't think enough appreciation is given to the influx of legal immigration that we had in the early 20th century. You know, people that came from Europe, people that came from Italy. You know, people forget the actual true history of people in America. Like, mm-hmm. You know, the fact that, you know, Irish people came here as slaves. They had to work for 7 years before they were free men. We had a different society, and people don't have an appreciation for the modernization and kind of the development of morality over the years. America was always a country that led, I think, in human rights. You know, we were one of the first countries, I believe the first country to officially put in our Constitution an amendment specifically banning slavery at all. I mean, let's not forget, slavery still occurs all around the world, but for some reason, I think that, you know, the perception of what actually happened and what we think, or what actually happened, the perception of it are two completely different things.
Oh, you're right. It happens all over the world, but yet somehow we are the biggest perpetrators of it. Always have been, always will be. There's no light shed on what the other side does or what's done in other countries in the least. It's so hypocritical, and it's so easy, because we don't fight back. We don't, you know, they pick on us all the time and call out the conservatives all the time because in all honesty, we don't fight back, and especially here in America. We've made great strides over the years, over the decades, for equality with everyone, and get absolutely no credit for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think about the world today and think about where we were just 50 years ago and think about who led that, and think about who tried to impede that. You know, I mean, you can look no further back than 1964 when the Civil Rights Act was on the table, you know, in Congress, and you had Democrats filibustering it for a couple of months. You know, the Republican Party, or conservatives, I shouldn't even say the Republican Party, because the Republican Party, we're going to talk about that a little later probably. But the Republican, or the conservative movement, rather, and the movement of natural rights, and, you know, our Judeo-Christian value and our republic and all those important things have always kind of come from the right, you know, and definitely Barry Goldwater could have been a good presidential candidate that year. You know, I mean, I think that he kind of some people frowned upon him because he thought the civil rights were perhaps a state issue how they wanted to implement it as far as some of the expansion programs, you know, as far as the Great Society, supposedly, and the expansion of the welfare state, and all those ideas that came, you know, obviously after the assassination of, you know, Jack Kennedy. And, you know, we're looking at somebody who wanted to, you know, the first real progressive on steroids that we ever had in America. I mean, we basically had a couple of ones that really stick out in my mind, FDR being one of them. You know, he didn't, I guess, foresee that people were going to live a lot longer than they did, and that's the reason why Social Security is, you know, constantly, you know, in a bad position, you know, that where it's going to run out. I mean, I don't even believe there's going to be Social Security for me, you know, and you know, Medicare, obviously, and the state of the healthcare industry and its relationship to the government and the way that it's funded and subsidized. That's just something where the government has their hands so deep in it, you know, they're afraid to really let go of the regulations that would create a true free market, because they feel like they have to subsidize, and they're in, you know, to so many people for health care when they retire.
No, you can't have a free market. Are you serious? I mean, look at the crumb lady, right? I mean, she talked about the crumbs, $1,000. Think of the families that you know that a lousy $1,000 bonus, right? This is, the, in her words, it's just crumbs. What would $1,000 do for most of the families that you know today?
Oh, my God, for myself. I mean, $1,000 for anybody. Mm-hmm. It's a one large. I mean, you know, it's probably her shoes that she had on when she was standing for 8 hours were probably worth more than $1,000. But you got to remember, this is somebody who's been in Congress for years, bilking the system, you know, kind of, you know, using the political pull and power that she has to enrich herself. So, you know, maybe $1,000 isn't much to her. That could be, you know, an afternoon of shopping. Or not even. That could be one person.
That's lunch with her daughter, and a couple of other people. I mean, seriously, these people are sick when it comes to this stuff. I've never understood why we let them get away with this. I really haven't. You know, we need to be on them like white on rice when they come up with these stupid things and not let it go, just like they do.
Exactly. It's everybody, regardless of if it's the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. I mean, I'm at the point now where I'm really fed up with Congress. I don't put this even on Trump anymore. You know, and it's funny, too, because I did say that I think he should lead and be a little bit more forceful with his language as far as what he expects out of his party and what kind of bills he wants to sign.
Yep.
And that they'll have issues if they don't put forth legislation that, you know, resembles what he campaigned on. It has to be along the lines of what America asked for. Otherwise, are we really delivering our promises? Are we really, you know, the swamp is kind of, it's almost impossible to break the entirety of that huge network of just people that are, you know, in the bag with each other and people that have been in government for years and the pre-existing relationship. It's too much to take down. Even, I mean, I think it'll look a lot different in 8 years, but it's something, you know, it's hard to do it in real time starting out with all this opposition. The Mueller investigation, the entire mainstream media on.
They never stop. I mean, conscious, like having three other people in the ring with you. Look, we got to go for a quick break. Give you time to take a break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Julio Rivera joins us, the conservative Rican. We're going to talk about what party does he belong to. I don't even know anymore. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the song they played on that commercial, isn't it? Right? Lipitor? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Like, you know what? If I saw a guy like that, dancing like that all the time, like mowing his lawn and in the office, I'd have him committed. Seriously, I would call the police on him because I know he wasn't taking his... He wasn't taking medication properly or something like that. Seriously. It scares me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me today. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him right on because I have so much fun with him. You know, Julio Rivera joins me, and no relation to Geraldo, right? I mean, you guys aren't like our distant cousins or something.
No, no, he's like my. I like to say he's my Jewish eighth cousin, but we're not actually.
Oh no, I was just thinking because you'd have a job for life if that was the case. But so anyway, no, and we lovingly refer to him as our conservarican, and always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Have a lot of fun with him. He's probably one of the other, next to Evan Sayet. I think he's one of the only guys that can speak as fast as I do. You've had Evan on. You know Evan, don't you?
I know who he is, and we're connected through social media, but I don't really know him personally.
Listen to one of his 5-minute talks, and it's like 25 minutes in a 5-minute talk. That's how fast he talks. So,
yeah.
All right, so you and I were talking before we went to the break, and I said, you know, we're trying to find out what party you belong to, because you and I both say this. You have been a little bit more vocal about it lately, which is, where is the Republican Party? You'd love to be a Republican. You just need to find the party, right?
Yeah, you know what? I would love it if this was the, you know, the party of Lincoln, you know, even the party of Reagan, you know, or anything. I mean, you know, the party of principle, the party of we actually are going to fight for the things that we say we're going to fight, and we're going to try to give that to the American people should we be given those majorities. I mean, you can't campaign to try to win one of the chambers, get it, and then campaign to win the other chamber, get it, you know, saying that you need it, and we can do this, and next, and the other if we get it. And then get the presidency and then continue in this tradition and actually even expand upon the big government, the out-of-control spending I mean, you know, and we talked about this off air right now. You know, the funding for an FBI bill. Where's that coming from? You know, what part of the game is it? You know, I mean, think about it. You know, and that worries me a little bit because, you know, we do have a president that comes from construction and building. So it's like, you know, it's almost like letting Bob the Builder be president and not expecting him to, you know, try to get some contracts and stuff. And I'm not saying that that's what Trump is doing, but it's just one of those things. New construction, unnecessary construction, when we have infrastructure issues, we have dirty water and Flint.
Yep.
That's unlivable. That's something you would see in a third world country. We should have roads that are safer. We can't have, you know, the rickety cricket stuff that we're dealing with now where we have a power grid that's really not in much better shape than Puerto Rico's in some ways because it was built so long ago. And, you know, you figure that we're, you know, potentially, you know, in a situation where something bad can happen and catastrophic. You know, we've got North Korea and all these other threats, you know, out there, you know, on the map. So there's other things that we have to consider, you know, to waste money on that, to waste money on Planned Parenthood. You know, Planned Parenthood is really the monster in the room as far as I'm concerned. Because you're talking about funding Planned Parenthood for 2 years, basically gives the green light to by my estimates, what will happen in the last 2 years, which were over 900,000 abortions in this country. And in the previous year, 2016, over 875,000 abortions in this country. So you're basically talking about somewhere between 1.7 and 1.8 million abortions in the United States were just green-lighted. You know, these are the kind of things that we can't do. These things have to stop. We have to stop appropriating money for it. We can't include it in bills. We have to take it out of the language of federal government spending. You know, I understand Roe versus Wade and the legal implications of that in the state's rights.
Wait a minute. But Planned Parenthood, but what are we funding?
Federal funding?
But they say they're funding Planned Parenthood for, you know, to take care of women, for women's health care. What health care services does it actually have for women? I mean, other than abortion, what does it actually do? Doesn't have prenatal care, obviously.
Yeah.
Doesn't have postnatal care, right? They don't do mammograms. Uh-huh. They say they don't do them. So I'm trying.
No, they give you. They can feel you for lumps, is what they do. And they did for a time try to advertise that they offered, you know, a breast examination. But basically, would you go there and you get felt up? I mean, that's not really. You're not getting a scientific. Yeah, they're not paying for mammogram machines or anything like that. With those hundreds of millions of dollars, that's not what it's going for. It's going towards them harvesting human body parts in a body part for money scheme, and that's basically what's been going on. That's why they're talking about Ferraris and making jokes on videos. A little bit of investigative reporting by any, but one of your listeners, they can call tomorrow and ask Planned Parenthood if they do X, Y, and Z, you know, in terms of prenatal care or women's health. And they can get the answers for themselves. I mean, this is something that's been largely proven.
Yeah, and I love it. And then all the DACA, pulling at the heartstrings or what have you. You know, you've got an immigration/immigrant background. I tell people all the time, I do too. Don't give me this garbage. I don't know if did you see the clip from The View the other day? Who was that fella? Antonio something or other. And
Savato
Jr., okay? And he was talking about how his family came here from Italy. They gave it up. They had very little money. They worked hard. He said they came here the right way. And Joy Behar made fun of them. Didn't want to accept what he had to say. Now, here's an immigrant who lived through it, did it the right way, and wants everybody else to do it the same way. And she had a problem with that.
Well, again, this is the mental disconnect from reality that you get with liberalism. I mean, they just don't get it. And I'm sure Behar, I mean, what is she? Is she probably Jewish? I'm sure that she probably, at some point, her ancestors had to have immigrated from somewhere because she's not like, I don't really see a lot of resemblance to Elizabeth Warren there with her. Or actually, Elizabeth Warren probably isn't the best example of an Indian. But, you know, I don't understand how, you know, one thing is good for one set of people and another people need a special set of rules. It's almost very condescending, and it almost belittles the group that you think that you're helping. It's almost saying, like, well, you know, they're not capable of following rules. You know, they're less developed than we are. They're kind of, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, Neanderthalic. Well, however you want to phrase it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these people can't figure it out. You know, we have to do everything for them. We have to allow them to be here. They don't have to follow rules. We can throw them out of the country, then bring them in, process them. You have to, you know, catch and release them. You know what I mean? It's like, it's almost like they don't even, they're not even in, under any semblance of rules, because with catch and release, you know, regular citizens don't get that. Do you do any of those? Like, you know, if you get, if you, like, speed, let's say you're going 100 miles an hour, you're in a rush somewhere. Like, you know, God knows what, you're going to CNN, whatever. And if you get pulled over and you do a reckless driving, like a 25-point ticket, I'm pretty sure you're going to get in trouble for it. And if you don't pay it, you'll probably do a couple of days in jail or something like that.
Right.
If you're an illegal immigrant, they pretty much let you go. You know, there's not that. You know, the capture and release, it should be detain and deport. Let's use our investigative forces, the police, everything at the local level, and give a federal directive that says that we're going to start, you guys have to start working with INS, and you guys have to, you know, enforce the laws that are in your state, you know, or not even necessarily in your state, federal laws regarding immigration, you know, and not hide behind this veil of sanctuary that a lot of these governors are unfortunately trying to do. Like, you're, I feel bad for you, Joe. You're in the worst possible state. You know, like, sometimes, like, every night when I pray for you, I pray for Andrea, I pray for Brett, everybody that I know that's over there that's a conservative. I'm like, I feel bad for all of you guys.
Oh, is it hilarious? I mean, like San Francisco, we were talking about the mass exodus from San Francisco earlier tonight, and I said, look, I mean, you're up there, that $4,600 a month for a two-bedroom apartment, right? Outrageous. Median house price is $850,000, and what are you paying for? You're paying for the city that says it's okay for people to crap in the streets, crap on the sidewalk, urinate wherever they want to, you know, because you don't want to stifle their rights, and you're a sanctuary city. What are you paying for? And so people are leaving in droves, and you're right, you know, that beautiful weather, that pretty view only goes so far when you look down and you got to look at all this crap around you. I don't know. It's
yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's turning into Puerto Rico, sort of.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
But it's just like such a big welfare state, you know, because it's subsidizing, you guys are subsidizing illegals. You know, in Puerto Rico, it's basically just the unemployment is so poor because, you know, they haven't attracted the foreign investment. This son that I wrote for actually, wrote about a recent piece that came out in the Washington Times. The fact that, you know, you get a place like Ireland, which is basically 4 hours away on a plane, just like Puerto Rico, you know, when you go with the jet stream, it's one of those things like, you know, they have an upgraded system. They have fantastic telecommunications. They have fantastic energy.
Got to pause. Got to pause because we both believe in capitalism. I got to go for a break. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You'll still be with us after the break.
Nice.
You like that?
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Yeah. Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Go to the website. I'll wait. Get up there. And when you get there, I want your email address, okay? Because every week I send out an email. It's not a big deal, right? It lets you know who's going to be on, some of the topics we're going to be discussing. You don't want it? Throw it in the trash. You don't have to take it again, but at least take it once or twice and see what you get. And yes, I promote some of the people. You know, you love the ad that I do about the American flag. I'm telling you, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious when I tell you. It's a great quality flag, and it's made in America. America, that's right. Right here in America. It's made in America. I mean, you all scream. You got on my case for having coffee mugs that weren't made in America. I'm giving you a flag made in America. Stop going down to your five and dime store and buying stuff that's made from China. Make it here. Keep our people working. I'm sure this guy agrees with me. Julio Rivera joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. We lovingly refer to him as our conservarican, and I always enjoy his time with me. Julio, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
So, you know, you made a comment earlier, and I got an email. You know, you talked about Puerto Rico, and you kind of went by it pretty fast, and I know that, you know, there's still people blaming Trump for the troubles and the woes in Puerto Rico, but you know, you're intimately familiar with it. You know, corruption runs rampant in Puerto Rico, doesn't it?
Yes, it's an unfortunate byproduct of a system with very weak oversight. You know, unfortunately, what's wound up happening is there's been a lot of financial corruption, you know, as far as, you know, what wound up happening to $10 billion that was supposed to, you know, this was all uncovered through the horrific tragedy of this past hurricane season, that, you know, so much money that was raised to do so many things was never used. And that money has just been completely corrupted. It's, you know, that's right now, I think, what it's all about. And then you have the PROMESA board, you know, that's actually looking into this stuff. And I actually have a column that's going to be coming out shortly in a huge site. And I'll definitely, send you the link, Jill, so you guys can post it. But, you know, what it winds up boiling down to is one of those things where an investment has to come in there privately, but they have to have the confidence to do it. And what I said right before we went to the break was I was starting to get in about Ireland. You know, basically when you have the infrastructure to go ahead and build a factory where you know that you're not going to have a major outage of energy. People forget that in Puerto Rico, before Hurricane Irma, which was the one that came before Maria, didn't really do much to Puerto Rico at all. That was one that destroyed Dominica, but it didn't do anything to Puerto Rico, because it just completely missed it. 300,000 PREPA customers had lost their electricity, and they said it was going to be a long-term loss, potentially of months. You know, that's how bad and rickety their system actually was. So you're not going to go ahead and take in foreign investment, United States investment. Ireland's taken $277 billion worth of American investment in the last 20 years. Puerto Rico has a $74 billion debt right now. So think about it. If Puerto Rico was positioned in the way, you know, that Ireland was because they had done what they needed to do with their infrastructure, they'd be pulling in billions of dollars right now because, you know, you don't have to naturalize to Puerto Rico. The only rule is you have to live there more than 183 days. It's not like, you know, these other countries where you have to go through this process of becoming either a dual citizen or being naturalized in some way in their country. It doesn't exist. You know, it's basically going to a different state if you did it. And there's a favorable tax rate, corporate tax rate of 4% down there if a company does go and do that. So it should have already happened. But the reason why Puerto Rico couldn't help themselves to having a favorable tax rate the way that the Irish did is because all this money that was supposed to rebuild Puerto Rico over the last decade and a half got corrupted.
Wow. It's amazing to me. You don't hear any of this as a whole, right? You know, you look at what took place down in Louisiana, at New Orleans, and people will go back and revisit that. Why are they still having issues down there? And they still do. They haven't totally recovered from that either, but it's not the federal government's fault. I'd love to blame it, you know, on the people in charge at the time, but it's not the federal government's fault. It is the local corruption at a level where the people don't speak up, they don't say anything, they don't push back, they keep voting in. See, I know this sounds inhumane. You vote them in, you keep them in, they keep doing this stuff for you. I don't want to help you anymore. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Is that
that's
wrong?
That's a tough one. It's actually too. Yeah, for the American taxpayer, they have to consider, you know, what are the benefits? You know, I mean, Puerto Rico does provide some strategic, you know, geopolitical, military, in many ways, it does provide advantages to have that as a U.S. territory, but not so much sometimes when you have to weigh the cost versus what our debt currently is. You know, these Puerto Ricans that want independence, they're out of their minds. I mean, they would completely get destroyed. But the only other thing is the United States has to be careful that if Puerto Rico if they did let them free and they started making deals with European countries and other places like that, then you would get the same private investment they could bring back Puerto Rico as it is right now through the United States. You wind up getting that, but then you wind up, who knows who you wind up letting, you know, that close to the United States, depending on who is it that wants to invest there. Are you going to let the Saudis invest in there? Are you going to let the Iranians invest in there? Are you going to let Russia invest in there? You know what I mean? If it's its own nation, then you have to, you know, you have to kind of see how the UN wants to handle that, and, you know, they have obviously sovereignty issues at that point. You know, you don't know how it would play out. So, it is a humanitarian crisis because there's millions of people there. So something has to be done. But I think it has to be more or less, I think once, PREPA gets cleaned up and those people go to jail or whatever's going to happen, once they clean up the corruption in Puerto Rico, I think that the confidence will be there for, new investment either from the United States or for an investment, you know, that's approved by the United States government.
Yeah, but you know, you know as well as I do, we can clean up corruption. You can, but what's going to keep it from coming back? Who is going to over? Again, I'm having less and less sympathy for people that are in bad positions, and I'll tell you why. You know, you look at San Francisco; they keep voting those loons in. They keep voting those Maronis in. They, you know, look what happened in New York City. De Blasio got back in. Crime, I don't care what crime is up. People are peeing in the streets. You know, same thing as San Francisco. You know, it's a sanctuary city. They've got people sleeping in the walkways, you know, of the office buildings and stuff. And they voted him back in. I'm at a loss. So I don't feel bad for them. They're doing it to themselves. Am I cold?
No. Listen. That's what winds up happening, and it just has a lot to do with political awareness. Sometimes when the power is so deep, the people are put into kind of, somehow you can put the people into a trance. You know what I mean? Like, they don't believe anything other than what they're being fed. You know, and that happens in this country too. I mean, listen, people kind of were brain dead for 8 years while Obama was running rampant, you know, and they were running a lawless administration, and, you know, Russians were buying uranium. And, you know, Mexican cartels were getting guns, and all these other things were happening to try to kind of cause divide and chaos in America. But, you know, you spoke to the average person, they wouldn't really know. It was just people like us, you know, and then eventually, you know, the word got out, social media, the alternative media, you know, and now we have, you know, some of these places trying to shut it down. Like, you know, you get a lot of, you know, issues with Facebook. You know, how many times has Facebook messed with you? I know they've messed with me a lot.
Oh, a lot.
Almost everybody I know at one point has been censored by Facebook.
We were shut down 8 times, like in 15 days at one point in time. And then even recently, you know, we had a lot of issues where they're slowing down the feed. And, you know, it's like that. What is that, Beetlejuice, right? Remember that movie? You said his name 3 times,
yeah.
And all of a sudden something happened. It's like if you say, what's his name? Zuckerberg's name 3 times, bang, you're done. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. He's listening now. He's probably going to shut this down. This broadcast has been going to be temporarily preempted.
There you go. Right.
Bring you like common news or something.
Well, before we run out of time, though, I want your take on DACA. I mean, I've got my view. I put it out there all the time here on the show, but you know, everybody's got a little different take on DACA. And where are you at with it? Give me the Reader's Digest version of where your thoughts are.
Okay, well, listen, they went magically from 800,000 to 1.8 million, and that actually came out of the president's mouth, which
yes.
I think is a problem.
I think it was a ploy, though.
It's a non-starter right now for me
right.
because of this fact, because of what they just did on Friday. I don't want to hear about DACA anymore. I would have given 800,000 some semblance of legalization because we invested in it if we could have gotten some good substantive spending reform in any long-term budget. If we would have, like, you know, defunded Planned Parenthood, if we would have been allowed to do that, I would have given the Democrats their 800,000 dreamers. You know, and they could run back and try to campaign on that. But the results, the economic results for the Republicans would be so strong if we actually finally showed the world that we're tightening our belt a little bit. It would have made our dollar stronger. It would have made a lot of things better. But they didn't do it. So you know what now? I don't want to hear about 1.8 million. I don't want to hear about 800,000. I don't want to hear about any of it. You know, deport. You know, once their DACA is unfunded, you know, if you want to move to deport them, I don't have a problem with it. Because we didn't get anything that we could have gotten as a reasonable trade-off for allowing 800,000 Democrats to join the country.
Where do people find you? Quick. I'm not talking about the local
right,
pizza joint either.
Twitter, @ oh yeah, it's Julio. @ oh yeah, it's Julio and Reactionary PMS.
Julio, well, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time. Hey, people, don't go far. Listen, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about a judge who cut the pedophilia's prison term, okay, because the 3-year-old, you ready for this one? You just want to make it throw up, asked to be raped, right? Is this crazy or what? And high schools in San Ramon, California, will no longer be allowed to play the national anthem at their rallies. Go throw up. Come on back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hey, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, man, thank you. Always a pleasure. Yeah, definitely. I look forward to seeing you next week. And, you know, if my days are open or whatever.